Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. After earning her bachelor's in mechanical engineering, but before joining NASA, Dr. Jan Davis worked in the private sector as a petroleum engineer in tertiary oil recovery. Hired at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center as an aerospace engineer in 1979, she worked on many projects, including the Hubble Space Telescope and the Advanced X-ray Astrophysics Facility. She was assigned as the lead engineer for the redesign of the solid rocket booster external tank attach ring in 1987, the same year she earned her doctorate from the University of Alabama in Huntsville and was selected as an astronaut. Davis was part of three space shuttle missions spanning from 1992 to 1997, starting with STS-47. This was the 50th space shuttle mission and included the cooperative venture between the US and Japan known as Space Lab J. Her next flight, launched in 1994, was the second of the Space Habitation Module, or SpaceHab, and the first flight of the Wake Shield facility. Responsible for performing scientific experiments in SpaceHab, Davis's primary responsibility was to maneuver the WSF using the remote manipulator system. Her last flight would be as the payload commander aboard the Shuttle Discovery, on which she would deploy and retrieve the Krista Spaz payload and operate the Japanese Manipulator Flight Demonstration Robotic Arm. After spending a total of 673 hours in space, Dr. Davis was assigned to work at NASA headquarters as the director of the Human Exploration and Development of Space Independent Assurance Office for the Office of Safety and Mission Assurance. Transferring to a new position at the Flight Center in 1999, she was named director of the Flight Projects Directorate, where some of her responsibilities included management of aspects of the International Space Station. Retiring from NASA in 2005, Davis returned to the private sector, working with NASA contracts. Published in 2023, her memoir, Airborne, Two Generations in Flight, relates her space flights and the combat missions of her father, a pilot during World War II, using the common link of family and flying. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.